Let's first bow our heads in prayer.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
是的，主，我们要把一切最好的都要来献给你。
Lord, yes, we will give our best to you.
因为你实在是配。
Because Lord, you really are worthy.
因为你不仅是我们的救主。
Lord, because not only are you our Savior.
你更是我们生命的主。
You are our life.
主，我们就求你，当我们今天来到你面前听你自己话语的时候。
Lord, I pray that as we come before you today,
你再次向我们的心说话。
You would really speak to our hearts.
你再次让我们看见你自己的美丽。
That Lord, you would let us see your beauty.
你让我们再次看见你自己的圣洁。
That Lord, you would let us see your holiness.
好让我们的心真的是来渴慕你。
That our hearts would really long for you.
我们把下面的时间恭敬地交在你手中。
Lord, we put the remaining time in your hands.
我们把讲的、翻译的都交给你。
And Lord, we place the speaker and the translator in your hands.
求你向我们每一个人来说话。
And pray that you would speak to every one of us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 感谢主，今天又见到大家。
Bless the Lord, it's great to see everyone today.
虽然疫情没有过去。
Even though the pandemic hasn't passed yet.
但是呢，真的很高兴看到有越来越多的弟兄姊妹回到聚会的里面。
But I'm very glad to see that there seems to be more and more brothers and sisters returning to the meeting.
说明真的我们里面对着主是非常的渴慕。
It means that within us we really do have a longing for the Lord.
我昨天晚上查了一下这个最新疫情的统计。
Last night I was looking at some statistics for the virus right now.
因为有时候我们在这个疫情里面久了，我们就会变得很麻木。
Because as sort of the coronavirus goes on, we become sort of desensitized to all this information.
我们对着很多这些数据，我们现在已经不怎么 care 了。
And at this point, we kind of don't really care that much about the statistics anymore.
我昨晚查的时候，竟然发现现在呢，感染人数已经超过了3900万。
When I had a look last night, I found that actually the number of people who had contracted the virus had already exceeded 39 million.
而且死亡人数已经超过了110万。
And the amount of people who had passed away because of it is already past 1.1 million.
所以有人说，哇，这是个百年一遇的瘟疫。
So some people say that this is sort of like a once in a century sort of pandemic.
怎么偏偏就被我们遇上了呢？
Like how come we were so lucky to sort of hit it?
所以如果你是一个读圣经的人
So if you're someone who reads the Bible
你就知道其实这可能仅仅是一个开始
You realize that this may just be a beginning
因为我们知道如果离幕后的日子越近呢灾难只会越来越多
Because we know that as we draw nearer to the end the disasters and tribulations will increase
不仅有瘟疫 你会发现说还有其他别的灾难要来
Not only will there be like diseases and pandemics, but there will be other disasters as well.
照理说呢，你看到说这些灾难其实是对世人的一个提醒。
We see these disasters as serves as a reminder for the world.
更是对基督徒的一个提醒。
But it's also a reminder for Christians.
但是你看见呢，却你发现人呢，好像没有多少悔改的意思。
But we kind of see around us, people don't seem interested in repenting.
而且呢，你看见，甚至连基督徒呢，好像也没有多少的警觉。
And even for Christians, there doesn't seem to be much sort of alertness or urgency.
好像我们该干嘛呢？好像还是在干嘛。
We're kind of just going about our everyday lives as normal.
我甚至我知道有一些的弟兄姊妹。
I even know some brothers and sisters.
那自从教会停止这个实体聚会之后呢
？That after the we started meeting physically at church.
他们都没有上网去看过直播。
They haven't even been online to watch the live stream.
他们也没有去参加过任何网上的聚会。
Neither have they attended any online meetings.
有的人可能还不知道我们已经这个实体聚会已经开始了。
Some people may not even know that our physical meetings have started again.
所以真的有时候我们看见这些令人担忧的这些的情形
So when we see these worrying things
这也让我们看到说基督徒在这个时代有一个特点是什么呢那就是不冷不热
We see that there seems to be something characteristic of Christians in this age which is being lukewarm
所以我想借着今天的一些几章圣经呢跟大家有一些的分享
So I would just like to share some things through some chapters in the Bible today.
因为里面的情形呢，真的和我们今天的情形呢，非常的相像。
Because the state of people there seems to be very similar to our state today.
好，我们今天要来看以赛亚书。
Today we'll be reading the book of Isaiah.
我们是要看以赛亚书的第六章。
We'll be looking at Isaiah 6.
请如果你有圣经的话，你可以翻到以赛亚书第六章。
If you have a Bible, please turn to Isaiah 6.
那我把第六章给大家读一遍。
We'll just be reading chapter 6.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，用两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华，有一撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。他说：你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白，看是要看见，却不晓得，要使这百姓心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，便得医治。我就说：主啊，这到几时为止呢？他说：直到城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲无人，地土极其荒凉，并且耶和华将人迁到远方，在这境内撇下的地土很多，境内剩下的人若还有十分之一，也必被吞灭。像栗树、橡树虽被砍伐，树墩子却仍存留，这圣洁的种类在国中也是如此。我们再翻回头看以赛亚书的第一章第一节，我们对这个背景有一点点的了解。
Let's just flip back to Isaiah 1 to understand the sort of context better.
第一章第一节，当乌西亚、约坦、约哈斯、西西加做犹大王的时候，亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚德默士论到犹大和耶路撒冷。我们再翻到新约的约翰福音第十二章。
Then let's turn to John 12.
约翰福音的第十二章，我们读三十九到四十一节。
Read John 12:39-41.
约翰福音十二章三十九到四十一节。他们所以不能信，因为以赛亚又说：主叫他们瞎了眼，硬了心，免得他们眼睛看见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。以赛亚因为看见他的荣耀，就指着他说这话。我们最后读一处的圣经是在启示录最后一章。
And finally, let us turn to the last chapter of Revelation.
启示录二十二章的第十六节。
Revelation 22 verse 16.
启示录第二十二章十六节，我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会，将这些事向你们证明，我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星。那我们圣经就读到这里。
We'll finish our reading there.
我想其实很多弟兄姊妹呢，对着以赛亚书呢，多少都会有些熟悉。
I think most of us will be familiar with the book of Isaiah.
如果你对以赛亚书其他的这些经节不是很熟的话呢，我想至少呢，你对着以赛亚书五十三章讲到我们主耶稣的话呢，你会至少都有听过。
Even if you're not familiar with the whole book of Isaiah, you'll probably be familiar with Isaiah 53, where it prophesizes about the Lord Jesus.
我们知道以赛亚书呢，它有它自己非常鲜明的一个特点。
We know that Isaiah, the book of Isaiah has its sort of own interesting characteristics.
我们知道以赛亚呢，他是在先知书里面呢，他是预言时间最长的一位先知。
For example, out of all the prophets, Isaiah is one of the prophets who has been prophesizing for the longest.
他所预言的时间呢，是经历过四个王的这样一个时间。
And the time of his prophesying, was sort of through four kings, the reign of four kings.
从乌西亚呢，一直到西西家。
From King Uzziah all the way to King Hezekiah.
那时间的跨度呢，大概是超过六十年。
And sort of the time, that has passed is about 66 years.
而且呢，以赛亚呢，他是对我们的主这位弥赛亚预言讲的最完全，而且呢是最详细的一位先知。
And Isaiah is also the prophet that speaks, in the most detail, about the Lord and His coming.
因为他不仅讲到主的出生，讲到主的成长，讲到主的执事。
Not only does he talk about the birth of the Lord, his growth and his ministry.
而且呢，也讲到我们的主他最后如何为我们钉死，最后如何从死里复活。
It also talks about his crucifixion and his resurrection from the dead.
而且哈，你发现哈，以赛亚书呢，它一共是66章，对吗？
And you'll see that the book of Isaiah has 66 chapters.
而且你看到说，整个圣经呢，也正好是66卷。
Just as the Bible has 66 books.
那这66章圣经里面呢，你发现在前面的39章以赛亚书呢，它是主要讲到神的公义和审判。
You'll see in the first 39 chapters, it talks mostly about God's righteousness and His judgment.
好像就像旧约的39卷书。
Just like the 39 books of the Old Testament.
那以赛亚书后面的27章呢，是讲到神的安慰和神的拯救。
And the latter 27 books of Isaiah talks about the Lord's consolation and His salvation.
就像是新约的27卷书。
Just like the 27 books of the New Testament.
虽然我们知道说最早的圣经呢，它是没有分章分节的。
While we know that, the earliest versions of the Bible aren't split into chapters and verses.
但是你看到当分圣经章节的人呢，他把以赛亚书这样分的时候，就让我们很容易的记住以赛亚书的它的结构和特点。
But because it has been split this way into the chapters and verses, it makes it easier for us to remember.
而且呢，以赛亚呢，他是一个身份很特别的一个先知。
And also, Isaiah is a prophet with very interesting origins.
我们知道有的先知呢，他是没有什么身份地位的。
We know that a lot of prophets don't really have any grand origins.
比如说像阿摩斯，他只是一个牧人，是一个修理桑树的。
For example, Amos was just like a gardener and a shepherd.
但是有的先知呢，他们是祭司，像耶利米，像以西结。
But some prophets like Ezekiel and Jeremiah were priests.
那也有呢，是身份地位比较高的，比如说但以理。
And some of them, were even higher up, like Daniel.
但是你知道吗？以赛亚他是可以说他是一个皇亲国戚。
But Isaiah, he was a part of the nobility.
因为以赛亚书一开始呢，就讲到说他是阿摩斯的儿子。
In the beginning of Isaiah, we see that, Isaiah, son of Amos.
那根据犹太人的家谱呢，这个亚摩斯呢，他是乌西亚王的叔叔。
Now if we look at Jewish genealogy, we know that Amos is actually the uncle of King Uzziah.
所以呢，以赛亚和乌西亚王呢，他们呢其实就是堂兄弟的。
So actually, King Uzziah and Isaiah, they were actually cousins.
所以你知道说，以赛亚呢，他是出生于贵族。
So.Isaiah was actually born into the nobility.
而且呢，他是在乌西亚王做王的那个时候呢，他就开始来说预言。
And he began prophesying, at the time when King Uzziah was king.
当你去读历代志，去读列王记的时候
，If you read, Kings and Chronicles,
你发现呢，乌西亚真的是一个好王。
You'll find that King Uzziah really was a good king.
那在历代志下26章里面呢，讲到说乌西亚呢，他行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
Now in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, it says King Uzziah did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
那不仅这样呢，他还定义寻求神。
Not only that, but he was really determined to pursue God.
然后神呢就使他亨通。
So the Lord made his path smooth.
他不仅打败了周围的这些列国，国家呢也非常的繁荣富强。
Not only was he victorious against sort of all the enemies around him, but the country was also prosperous.
而且呢，这个时间呢持续了很长，他做王呢有做52年的时间。
And this prosperity lasted all through his reign of 52 years.
而且呢，他可以说是声名远播。
And his name was spread throughout all the land.
但圣经里面讲到说，当他成功了以后，当这个国家富强了以后呢，这个乌西亚王呢，他就开始心高气傲。
But the Bible says, as he was victorious and his country was prosperous, he became proud.
那最后呢，圣经里讲到说，在他作王末期的时候，他有一次呢，他要闯到圣殿里面呢去烧香。
And it says, toward the end of his reign, there was a time where he forced his way into the temple to burn incense.
啊，你知道烧香是祭司的事，即使你贵为君王，你都没有资格进去烧香。
And we know that in the temple, only the priest can burn incense.
啊，就在他要进去的时候，神就让他长了大麻风，一直到他死的日子。
So just as he was forcing his way in, the Lord made it so that he had leprosy, and he had leprosy until the day he died.
这是乌西亚王的结局。
This is the end that King Uzziah came to.
你知道说在乌西亚王的那个时代的时候。
We know that in the time of King Uzziah,
那以色列人呢，跟他们的王呢也非常的相似。
The state of the Israelites was kind of like the state of their king.
啊，因为生活太富足呢，你发现说这些以色列人呢，他们慢慢的他们就远离神。
Because life was so great and affluent, the Israelites kind of pulled away from God.
然后各样的罪呢，就在以色列人的当中呢，就滋生蔓延。
And all sorts of sins just grew and spread amongst them.
所以你看到在以赛亚书第一章的里面，神就借着以赛亚呢，向以色列人让他们告诉他们说，他们在犯罪，他们需要悔改。
So in the first chapter of Isaiah, we see Isaiah prophesying through the Lord, saying that the Israelites needed to repent.
啊，这像不像我们今天的情形呢？
Isn't this kind of like our state today?
啊，你发现我们今天也是物质非常发达的这样一个时代。
We also live in a very affluent age.
啊，以前任何时代的人呢都没有享受过我们今天的这种的物质生活。
And sort of the luxury we live in today is not comparable with any of the eras that have gone before.
但是你看见人的心呢，却越来越偏离神。
We see that the heart of man seems to be further and further away from God.
而且你发现各样的罪呢，也是越来越多。
We see that all sorts of sins are becoming more and more prevalent.
那在以赛亚书第六章的里面，他讲到先知在圣殿的里面呢，他看见了神给他的异象。
Now it says in Isaiah 6, while the prophet was in the temple, the Lord gave him a vision.
他看见异象的时候呢，正好是乌西亚王驾崩的那个时候。
And when he saw this vision, it was the time when King Uzziah had just passed.
啊，我们可以想象一下这个以赛亚当时的一个心情。
You can sort of imagine how Isaiah was feeling during this time.
啊，那时候呢，一代好王呢，乌西亚呢，被主接走了。
Like this good king Uzziah had just passed.
然后国家呢，也慢慢的呢，在走这个下坡路。
And the country seemed to be going downhill.
百姓呢，在最终呢，不肯悔改。
And the Israelites were like unwilling to repent in their sins.
以赛亚他可能他非常的伤心，他非常的失望。
Maybe Isaiah was filled with sadness and disappointment.
他好像看不见前途，他看不见希望。
He can't seem to see hope for the future.
他不知道神为什么要允许这样的事情发生。
He can't understand why God would allow something like this.
为什么神不在百姓在这个国家的身上更加的做一些的工作？
Why wouldn't the Lord work in like the country, in the hearts of these people?
所以他就去到圣殿的里面，他要在那里求问耶和华。
So he went into the temple to ask the Lord.
他想要神给他一个答案。
He wanted the Lord to give him an answer.
那就在他在圣殿里祷告的时候。
And just as he was praying in the temple.
神就让他看见一个异象。
The Lord gave him a vision.
什么异象呢？
What vision?
他看见主坐在高高的宝座上。
He saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up.
你没发现这是一个真的是一个非常强烈的一个对比。
Don't you think this is a very strong contrast?
一方面呢，你看到说世界上的这个王呢，刚刚离开宝座。
On one hand, we see that the king of the earth has just passed from his throne.
那整个国家的前途呢，好像根本没有人知道下面会发生什么。
There doesn't seem to be a very bright future for the country.
啊，那你看到说，但是呢，在同样的时候，以赛亚呢看见这个异象，却发现主呢，他是坐在高高的宝座上。
But in this vision, Isaiah sees the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up.
你知道，我们常常我们生活中也会碰到很多的这些困境啊，很多的难处。
Like often in our lives, we also encounter all sorts of hardships.
那当我们遇到这些困境和难处的时候，我们也常常会问神一个问题。
And when we encounter all these difficulties and hardships, we will also ask the Lord these questions.
我们后面说主啊，你到底在哪里？
We'll ask, Lord, where are you?
就像这次疫情
Just like during this pandemic.
很多人就在问说主啊你到底在哪里
A lot of people are asking, Lord, where are you?
主啊你为什么允许这个事情发生
Lord, why are you allowing this to happen?
主啊这个事情到底要发生到什么时候 才算为止呢
Lord, when will this come to an end?
所以当以赛亚问这些问题的时候
So when Isaiah was asking these questions,
神就让他看到主呢是坐在高高的宝座上。
He allowed Isaiah, the Lord allows Isaiah to see that he was sitting on the throne, high and lifted up.
神要让他知道。
The Lord wanted him to know.
当洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华仍然坐着为王。
That the Lord sits enthroned at the flood.
地上的洪水呢，丝毫不会影响到天上的宝座。
And that the floods of the earth will not affect the throne in heaven at all.
天上的宝座呢，也仍然在管制着地上的洪水。
And the throne in heaven remains sovereign over the floods of the earth.
任何的环境。
Regardless of the circumstances.
大到社会，小到个人。
Whether it be in society or in the individual.
你看到说，其实都在神主权的管理底下。
All things are under the sovereignty of God.
那我们有时候我们会明白这个真理。
And sometimes we'll understand this truth.
但是我们常常在难处当中的时候，我们却常常忘记，或者呢，我们常常就发出各种各样的疑问。
But in our times of hardship, we'll forget or we'll have all sorts of questions.
你知道马丁路德是很伟大的这个改教家。
I'm sure many of us would have heard of Martin Luther.
当他起来改教的时候，他遭遇到特别是从罗马天主教来的这些的反对。
When he was beginning the reform, he had all sorts of conflict and sort of backlash.
他也常常呢受到很多人的攻击、辱骂，甚至呢是生命的威胁。
And he was often insulted and mocked and even threatened by people.
虽然他是一个属灵伟人，但是他有时候也有他自己的软弱。
Even though he was a spiritual man, he had his own weaknesses.
那有一次他在遭受一个很大攻击的时候呢，他就非常的灰心，他就很失望。
And once after he was sort of attacked in this way, he was really discouraged and disheartened.
然后他就在家里面呢走来走去，他觉得说为什么会这样？为什么神不帮助他
？And he was pacing in his house and thinking, why is it like this? Why isn't the Lord helping me?
甚至他妻子在那里劝他的时候，他好像根本也听不进去。
And even when his wife was sort of like consoling him, he wasn't listening.
然后他妻子看他这种情况
And when his wife saw him acting like this,
然后他妻子悄悄地走到房间里面换了一身的衣服出来
She sort of crept back to her room and sort of changed her clothes.
然后当他妻子走出来的时候把马丁路德吓了一跳
And when she emerged from the room, Martin Luther was shocked.
因为他看到他妻子穿了一身黑的衣服戴着这个黑色的帽子
Because his wife was dressed completely in black, even with a black hat.
他说你要去干什么
He said, where are you going?
他妻子说，他说我要去参加一个葬礼。
And his wife said, I'm going to a funeral.
马丁路德问他说，那谁死了？
And Martin Luther asked, who's dead?
他妻子说，神死了。
And his wife said, God's dead.
马丁路德一听，他说，哎，你不要乱说，神怎么会死呢？
And when Martin Luther heard this, he was like, oh, what are you talking about? How can God be dead?
他妻子就告诉他说，他如果神没死，你为什么这么好像六神无主，不知道怎么办呢？
And his wife said, if God is not dead, then why are you acting like this?
为什么你这么垂头丧气呢？
Why are you so discouraged and disheartened?
这个话好像这个对着马丁路德是当头一棒，让他马上清醒过来。
And these words sort of just woke Martin Luther up.
虽然外面的环境还是那样的艰难，那样的甚至是非常的险恶。
Even though externally the circumstances were still so difficult.
他的妻子让他看见说这位神，这位我们的主，他仍然在掌权。
His wife allowed him to see that their God was still in control.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你也在难处里面吗
？Are you also in hardship？
盼望真的借着这个圣经，让我们知道说，虽然我们现在在难处的里面
，I pray that really through these verses and chapters, like we would be able to understand that even in hardship.
我们知道我们的主他仍然坐在高高的宝座上。
That our Lord remains seated high and lifted up on the throne.
他不是对你的难处无动于衷。
And he's not unmoved by your difficulties and hardships.
而是他仍然在你的生命的里面掌权。
But he's still sovereign in your life.
那接着呢，以赛亚呢，他就看见宝座前面的天使。
Following this, Isaiah sees the angels before the throne.
撒拉弗呢是天使里面的一种。
Now seraphims are a type of angel.
他这里讲到说他有六个翅膀。
And it says here, each one had six wings.
但是只有两个翅膀呢是用来飞的。
But only two wings were used for flying.
那另外两个呢用来遮脸，另外两个呢用来遮脚。
Of the others, two was used to cover their face, and the other two were used to cover their feet.
为什么要来遮脸和遮脚呢？
So why does the face and the feet need to be covered?
其实你看到这个，因为它翅膀很大，它把这个脸和脚一遮呢，其实整个身体就被遮住。
Because you'll see, because they have such large wings, once they cover their face and their feet, their whole body is actually covered.
那为什么他们要遮住呢？
Now why do they need to be covered?
我想大家都有这样一个经验。
I'm sure everyone has had this experience before.
当你从房间里面走出去，然后如果外面太阳光非常强烈的时候，你出去你就很自然的你要拿手遮一遮这个阳光。
It's kind of like when you leave the house and like the sun is really strong outside, you sort of just automatically raise your hands to cover your face.
所以同样，撒拉夫他为什么要遮住呢？
Well, in the same way, why does the seraphim cover his?
因为圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Well, because holy, holy, holy.
因为我们的神他实在是太圣洁。
Because our Lord is just too holy.
而撒拉弗呢，他们又是那么的靠近神。
And because the seraphim was so close to God.
在这样一位圣洁的神面前，即使是没有罪的天使，他也要遮盖他自己。
Before such a holy God, even the sinless angels need to cover themselves.
任何的受造物。
Any created being.
在这位圣洁的神面前，没有不隐藏自己，没有不敬畏神。
Before such a holy God, there is no creature that doesn't cover himself and fear.
所以当以赛亚他看见这位全然圣洁的主的时候，
So when Isaiah sees this holy God,
以赛亚说，他说，祸哉我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
He says, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
所以你知道，当一个人他真的遇见神的时候，
So you know, when someone really encounters the Lord,
他不用人告诉他说你是一个罪人。
They don't need to be told that they're a sinner.
他马上就看见自己的丑陋，看见自己的污秽。
They immediately see their own sinfulness and filthiness.
你知道，如果是一个乞丐哈，他如果在一个贫民窟里面，他不会觉得自己很肮脏的。
You know, for a beggar in the slums, they won't think that they're sort of like filthy or anything.
但是当他走到一个五星级酒店里面的时候
，But the minute they set foot into a five-star hotel,
他就知道他自己不属于那个地方。
You instantly get a feeling that they don't belong.
我们常常看不见我们的罪。
Often we can't see our own sinfulness.
是因为我们还没有来到这位圣洁的神面前。
And that's because we haven't come before this holy God.
什么时候神一光照你，你就会真的发现自己呢，其实彻头彻尾你就是一个罪人。
When the Lord shines his light on you, you'll realize that you're really a sinner through and through.
你知道以赛亚以前呢，他是一个传神话语的先知。
You know, Isaiah was a prophet that conveyed the word of the Lord to the people.
他甚至很严厉地指出这个百姓所犯的这些的罪。
Like strictly, he pointed out the sins of the people.
那和犯罪的这些以色列人相比。
Now compared to these sinful Israelites.
以赛亚呢，他觉得他是一个圣洁的先知。
Isaiah would have thought himself to be quite a holy prophet.
那别人呢，也看他是一个很圣洁的先知，在那里传讲神的话。
And other people would have also seen him as a holy prophet.
但是呢，当以赛亚看见神的时候，
But when Isaiah saw the Lord,
他就看见自己的不洁。
He saw his own uncleanliness.
而且呢，这个不洁呢，就是在他的嘴上。
And this uncleanliness was on his mouth, his lips.
你知道他的嘴原来是传讲神的话语。
Now his lips had been used to convey the word of the Lord.
但是神呢，却让他看见。
The Lord allowed him to see.
在他最以为被神用的地方呢，却是最需要被神来洁净的。
That where he thought he was being used the most by the Lord was actually where he needed to be cleansed the most.
你知道摩西他原来也是一个大有能力的人。
Moses was also someone like this.
但是你看见神却最后把他放在旷野的里面四十年。 让他这个能力没有地方没有地方使用。
And even though he seemed like someone so skilled and qualified before, he was placed in the wilderness for 40 years.
很多时候我们觉得我们自己很有能力。
A lot of times we feel like we're very qualified and skilled.
但是你看到神常常让我们看见说，其实在我们这些能力的里面，我们都需要被神来洁净。
But often the Lord will show us that even in sort of our own skills, we need to be cleansed by the Lord.
我们为什么常常看不见我们自己的问题？
Why is it that we often can't see our own problems?
因为我们常常我们就是只是跟别人在对比。
That's because we are often comparing ourselves to other people.
我跟别的弟兄姊妹比起来，哎呀，我觉得我还是蛮不错的，我还是蛮爱主。
Like compared to maybe some other brothers and sisters, I feel like I'm okay. Like I love the Lord quite a bit.
但是当主的光一来的时候
，But once the light of the Lord is shone,
我们就会发现我们的污秽，我们就会发现我们的丑陋。
Then we instantly see our own filthiness and sinfulness.
就像彼得，当他看见主行了神迹以后，他马上就说：“他说主啊，离开我，我是一个罪人。”
Just like Peter, after he sees the Lord and those miracles, he says, "Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man."
所以弟兄姊妹，真的，当我们觉得自己还不错的时候
，So brothers and sisters, even when we think we're okay, we're pretty good.
我们真的需要来到神圣洁的光中，我们来看见我们自己的本相。
We really need to step into the holy light of the Lord and see ourselves for what we truly are.
当以赛亚看见他自己的污秽的时候
，When Isaiah saw his own sinfulness,
他能做什么呢
？What can Isaiah do?
他除了扑倒在地以外，他什么都不能做。
Other than falling on his face, there was nothing he could do.
他没有办法除掉自己的罪。
He can't take away his own sinfulness.
你看到这时候就有一个天使呢飞到他的面前，然后手里呢拿着从祭坛里面取下来的一个红炭。
And this is when a seraphim flew to him, and with like a live coal in his hand.
然后呢用炭沾了他的嘴，并且告诉他说，你的罪孽除掉了，你的罪恶也赦免了。
And he touched this coal to Isaiah's mouth and said, "Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged."
那为什么这块炭能洁净以赛亚的罪呢？
Now, why was this coal able to purge the sins of Isaiah?
因为这块炭是从祭坛上取来的。
Because this coal was taken from the altar.
那红炭呢？讲到说，当时正有祭物呢在祭坛上燃烧。
Now, a live coal means that there had been something burning on the altar.
以色列人为什么要献祭呢？
Why did the Israelites sacrifice?
因为他们知道，他们如果要来到神的面前，他们一定要先解决罪的问题。
Because they know that before they can come before the Lord, their sin needs to be dealt with.
因为一个罪人呢，他是不可能来到圣洁的神面前的。
Because a sinner cannot go before the holy God.
所以他们要牵牛牵羊，他们要按手在这个牛羊的身上，让这个牛羊来代替他们的罪。
So they would put their hands on these sheep and these oxen so that their sin would be transferred onto these animals.
因着牛羊血的遮盖呢，他们才能够来到圣殿来敬拜神。
Because of the covering of the blood of these animals, they were able to go worship in the temple.
所以我们看到说，当施洗约翰他看见主耶稣的时候
，So we know that when John the Baptist saw the Lord,
施洗约翰就说，他说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world."
当我们的主被钉在十字架上的时候
，When our Lord was crucified on the cross.
这只神的羔羊就被放在了祭坛的上面。
This Lamb of God was placed on the altar.
所以你看到祭坛讲到的是十字架。
So we know that the altar speaks of the cross.
为什么十字架上的炭火能够来洁净人的罪呢
？Why is the coal of the cross able to forgive the sins of man？
因为有耶稣基督，他为我们流血舍命。
Because Christ Jesus bled for us.And gave his life for us.
所以只有耶稣基督的救赎才能够完全的带给我们完全的拯救。
Only the salvation of Jesus Christ can really save us.
也只有十字架上的火才能够洁净我们的罪。
And only that fire on the cross can purge us of our sin.
以赛亚他不能够为他的罪做什么。
Isaiah could not do anything about his own sin.
以赛亚所能做的，他就是承认他是一个罪人。
The only thing that Isaiah could do was admit that he was a sinner.
然后你看见那个拯救就来了。
And then once he admitted this, the salvation came.
这个拯救是神发起的，是神主动。
And this salvation was something that was initiated by God.
只要我们接受，你看见说我们的罪就得着赦免。
As long as we accept, then our sin is forgiven.
所以如果你还没有接受主耶稣做你个人的救主
，So if you haven't accepted the Lord as your personal Savior yet,
我盼望今天圣灵能够光照你，让你真的看见你是一个罪人，你需要耶稣基督的拯救。
I pray that the Spirit would really shine into your heart, so that you would really see that you are a sinner and you need salvation.
那当主除去以赛亚的罪之后
，Now when Isaiah, when the Lord took away the sins of Isaiah.
以赛亚呢就听见主的声音说我可以差遣谁呢谁肯为我们去呢
Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us?
细心的弟兄姊妹呢你会发现说前面讲到的是我后面讲到的是我们
If you read carefully, you'll find that the first part says I, but the second part says us.
其实你看到这句话就启示出三位一体神的奥秘
This sentence really reveals The mystery of the Trinity.
我们知道神只有一位，但是却有三个不同的位格。
We know that God is one, but there are three persons.
圣父、圣子和圣灵。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
那以赛亚到底看见的是父神还是子神呢？
Now, did Isaiah see the Father or the Son?
在第六章第五节里面讲到说，以赛亚他眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
Now it says that Isaiah saw the Lord of hosts.
他看见的好像是父神。
So who the one he saw seemed to be the father.
但是在约翰福音刚才我们读的十二章四十一节里面却说以赛亚因为看见主耶稣的荣耀就指着他说这话。
But in John it says these things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him.
所以呢你看到他讲到说以赛亚看见的呢又是我们的主耶稣。
So Isaiah also seemed to see the Lord Jesus.
那到底他看见的是父还是子
？Now who did he see, the father or the son？
我觉得他既是看见了父，他也看见了子。
I think that he saw the father and he also saw the son。
因为主说我在父里面，父也在我里面。
Because the Lord Jesus said, I am in the Father and the Father is in me。
所以以赛亚所看见的乃是三而一的神。
So what Isaiah was seeing was God, three in one.
因为下面呢我们就看见圣灵感动他说感动他呢他就回应说他说我在这里请差遣我。
And we know that the Spirit moves him and he says, Here am I, send me.
你会不会觉得很奇怪
Don't you think it's kind of weird?
主为什么会问以赛亚说他说我可以差遣谁呢谁肯为我们去呢
Why would the Lord be asking whom shall I send and who will go for us?
好像主在那里恳求人来帮助他来服侍他
It's almost as if the Lord is pleading for someone to do this for him.
好像呢主有很多的仆人但是呢却没有人肯为他去做事
Almost like the Lord has a lot of servants but none willing to do this.
如果你是主人的话你手下有很多的仆人你会问说哎，谁肯为我做事吗
If you were the master and you had a lot of servants, would you be asking, who is willing to do this for me?
你肯定会说啊，那个谁谁谁赶紧去帮我这个事情做一下。
No, you would just command them to do the things you wanted.
你只会把工作分配给他们让他们赶紧去做。
You would just delegate the task and ask them, and just tell them to do it.
那同样。
Well, in the same way.
你看到说我们都是被主用重价所买赎回来的。
You'll see that we are all people who have been bought by the Lord with a huge price.
我们本来都是他的仆人。
And we are his servants.
但是你看到我们这些仆人呢，我们不是在那里感激主人，赶紧来服侍他。
But we don't seem to be servants who are grateful to the master and eager to serve him.
反而呢，你看到说我们东跑跑西逛逛，有的干脆呢就回到世界的里面呢，我们就来享受世界里面的这些最终之乐。
In fact, it's more like we're sort of just wandering all over the place and sometimes even heading back to the world to enjoy life back there.
所以你看到这个主人好像在这里恳求人来服侍他。
So it's almost as if the master is pleading with man to come serve him.
在这里你看到一个很荒凉的这样一个属灵的光景。
And here we see a desolate spiritual state.
因为神找不到愿意服侍他的人。
Because the Lord cannot find someone who's willing to serve him.
那从这句话的里面。
Now from this.
你也看到呢，我们的主呢，他从来不强迫我们。
We see that the Lord never forces anyone to do it.
他不因为我们好像没有人来答应，他就说，哎，你赶紧给我来做事。
It's not as if no one's answering, so he'll say, okay, you do it.
他从来不强迫我。
He never forces us.
因为他尊重我们的自由意志。
Because the Lord respects our free will.
虽然他不命令我们。
And even though he doesn't force us, he commands us.
但是你看见他却一直用他的爱在那里来呼召我们。
You'll see that he's been calling us with his love.
所以你常常看见圣经里面呢有一个若字。
So in the Bible, you often see the word if.
主常常告诉门徒说。
The Lord often said to the disciples.
你若怎么样就怎么样。
If you do this, then this.
主说他说若有人跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架跟随我。
It says, he says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
你看他说我们本来就是应该来跟随他的。
You know that we ought to be following him.
但是主从来不强迫我们，他说若。
But the Lord never forces us. He always says if.
那上次我们讲到重建圣殿。
Last time we spoke about rebuilding the temple.
那神当神呼召以色列人他们回去重建圣殿的时候
Now when the Lord called the Israelites back to rebuild the
temple, 他没有强迫任何的人你要回去。
He didn't force anyone to go back.
他说若有人愿意的都可以回去。
He said, if anyone is willing, they can return.
所以你看到在雅各书里面
So you see in the book of James.
你看到说他三次在 no, the Song of Songs.
Sorry, in Songs of Songs.
他三次在那里讲到。
It says three times.
不要惊动，不要叫醒我亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
Do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases.
所以你看见主从来不强迫我们。
So we see that the Lord never forces anyone.
他要等我们情愿。
He waits until we are willing.
他要用他的爱来呼召我们。
He's going to call us with his love.
你说这个是好事还是坏事？
Do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing?
有时候我觉得说我真的巴不得主呢来强迫我们一下。
Because often I find myself really hoping that the Lord would really just force us.
因为你知道我这个一等啊，有时候就真的不知道等我们主要等我们等多少年。
Because you know, once the Lord begins waiting, we really don't know when we actually are going to go back.
你看到我们常常就像以色列人一样，我们在旷野呢一转呢，四十年就过去了。
We're kind of like the Israelites in the wilderness. We're just wandering around, and then 40 years pass.
人的一生有多少个四十年呢？
Well, how many 40 years do we have in life?
所以你看到当以赛亚他被圣灵感动的时候他马上就在那里说他说我在这里请差遣我。
You see Isaiah immediately when he was moved by the Spirit he said straight away here am I send me.
所以我们盼望真的主能够早一点让我们能够请愿。
So we really pray that like the Lord would make us willing sooner.
早一点让我们能够心甘情愿的起来服侍他我们起来爱他。
And really make us willing to really go back before him and serve him.
那也许有人在疑问哈，在问说，以赛亚答应了神的这个呼召，到底这个答应呢是圣灵的感动呢，还是他一时的冲动？
Now some people might be thinking, is this sort of thing that Isaiah is saying, is it just sort of his own impulse, or is it really the Spirit moving him?
你知道我们这个人常常我们会很冲动。
You know that us as humans can be quite impulsive.
我们情感一上来呢，我们常常就痛哭流涕。
Like as soon as we get emotional, we'll start crying and weeping.
我们就立志要为神做这个，为神做那个。
And we'll say we'll do this for the Lord and we'll do that for the Lord.
然后你就看到有些弟兄姊妹呢，他们一热心起来呢，他就参加这个服事，参加那个服事。
And you'll see some brothers and sisters when they're moved, they'll take part in this ministry and then that ministry.
但是没多久呢，你就看不见他的人影。
But before long, you can't see them around anymore.
所以当以赛亚在那里答应神说我在这里，请差遣我的时候。
So when Isaiah was saying, "Here am I, send me."
你看到说神说等一等。
The Lord said, "Wait."
我要告诉你，我要叫你做什么。
He says, I'm going to tell you what I want you to do first.
然后你看见神呢就告诉以赛亚说让他要向百姓呢传这个悔改的信息。
And the Lord tells Isaiah what he needs to do, to tell the people to repent.
但是呢他却告诉以赛亚说他说你要去告诉的这些百姓他们是心蒙子有耳朵发沉眼睛昏迷的。
But he also tells Isaiah, these people that you're going to be preaching to, their heart is dull, their ears are heavy, and their eyes are shut.
那换句话说呢，就是说你说的没有人要听的。
In other words, what you're going to say, no one is going to be listening.
如果没有人要听你的话，你还要去吗？
If no one is going to listen to you, would you still go?
我以前信主的时候，我刚刚信主的时候，我很羡慕去当这些先知。
When like I first believed the Lord, I sort of really wanted to be like.
因为这些先知呢，他们是为神做工。
Because they were people who worshipped
the Lord. 而且呢，他们呢是大有能力。
And they were all so skilled and talented.
但是呢，后来我读完圣经，读完先知书，我就不想。
But after reading through the prophets, I decided, no, I don't actually want to be a prophet.
为什么呢？
Well, why?
因为我们以为先知很威风，对吗？
Because we thought that, you know, it'd be really cool.
我们以为说啊，我现在是在传讲神的话，你们都要给我听。
And you think, oh, hey, I'm here with the word of Lord. You have to listen to me.
我们以为我们拿着这个好像尚方宝剑一样。
And we sort of feel like, oh, we're some esteemed messenger.
但是你看到说，很多的时候，这些百姓根本不卖你的账。
But honestly, like the people don't buy it.
只要我不爱听的，我就要拿起石头来打你。
If I don't want to hear it, I'm going to pick up a stone and throw it at you.
所以你知道以赛亚的结局是什么吗？
So do we know like how Isaiah met his end?
根据犹太人的这个说法呢，他是被马拿西王呢用锯子给锯死的。
According to the Jewish people, he was actually sawed to death by King Manasseh.
你知道耶利米是怎么死的吗？
You know how Jeremiah died?
耶利米呢，他是被石头给砸死的。
Jeremiah was stoned to death.
不是每一个先知都是像以赛亚，都是像以利亚那样坐着火车火马升天的。
Not everyone is like the prophet Elijah who gets to go up in the chariots of fire.
所以先知不是好当的。
So it's not easy to be a prophet.
所以你看到说在教会的服事也是一样。
And we'll see that ministry in the church is the same.
你不要想人家呢都是给你鲜花，给你掌声。
It's not always going to be applause and flowers.
有时候很多时候给你的是口水和石头。
A lot of times it's going to be spit and rocks.
但是不是这样我们就不服侍主了？
But does that mean because of that we're not going to serve the Lord?
如果我们知道我们的赏赐是在主那里。
If we know that our reward is with God.
我们就会轻看这一切的困难和羞辱。
Then we won't worry about all this humiliation and difficulty.
因为希伯来书里面讲到说，他们所羡慕的是天上那个更美的家乡。
Because as it says in Hebrews, but now they desire better, that is a heavenly country.
他们也知道他们的赏赐是在主那里。
And they know that their reward is in God.
所以当以赛亚他听到主告诉他这个不可能的任务的时候。
Now when Isaiah heard this impossible task,
他没有退缩，他只是问了一个问题。
He didn't sort of like shrink back. He just asked the question.
他说主啊，这到几时为止呢？
He said, Lord, how long?
以赛亚可能在想。
Maybe Isaiah was thinking.
他想，也许这些百姓悖逆的光景可能不会那么长时间吧。
Maybe he was thinking, maybe the people won't be so unrepentant for long.
神可能会在这些百姓的心里做工，他们可能会悔改吧。
Maybe the Lord would work in the hearts of these people and they'll repent.
但是主怎么回答他呢？
But how did the Lord respond?
主说直到城邑荒凉无人居住，房屋空闲无人，地土极其荒凉。
The Lord answered, until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitants, the houses are without a man, the land is utterly desolate.
不仅如此呢，他们还会被掳。
Not only this, but they're going to be removed far away.
犹大国里呢，只会剩下很少的人。
And there's not going to be much people left in the kingdom of Judah.
就像栗树、橡树被砍伐一样。
Just as a terebinth tree or as an oak tree.
你知道这些树都是很高大、很粗壮的树。
You know these are all really tall and really strong trees.
但是主告诉他。
But the Lord said to
them. 不要看现在犹大好像还是一个强国。
Don't sort of think Judah is a strong country right now.
有一天呢，他不仅要被掳，他还要被百姓呢。你看到说整个王国呢都要亡国。
Because one day this kingdom will come to an end, and all the people will be taken into exile.
然后呢，是一个极其荒凉的情形。
And it will be an utterly desolate state.
所以如果你爱主
，So if you love the Lord.
如果你发现你越爱主，你十字架的功课越多。
And if you find that the more you love the Lord, the more lessons you seem to have.
如果你越服侍主，你发现教会反而越来越荒凉。
Well, the more you serve the Lord, the more desolate the church.
然后聚会的人呢越来越少。
And the sort of people coming to meetings seems to decrease.
你还会爱主？
Would you still love the Lord?
你还会去服侍吗？
Would you still serve Him?
就像我一开始问的一样。
Just like my question in the beginning.
如果我们看到这个现在这个疫情的情况
，Like if we look at the pandemic right now，
我们问主说这要到几时为止呢
？And we ask the Lord when will this come to an end？
如果主也告诉你说，直到城邑荒凉无人居住
，What if the Lord also said to you, until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitants？
你还会继续来信靠主
？Would you still believe in the Lord？
你不要以为这个是不可能的事。
Don't think that this is impossible。
啊，就像我一开始讲的，这个幕后的灾难只会越来越多。
Because the disasters and tribulations toward the end will only increase。
你准备好了吗
？Are you ready？
我问你准备好了，不是说你有没有多买几袋米。
When I say you're ready, I'm not saying have you bought enough rice.
你有没有多买几卷的厕纸
？Or have you stocked up on your toilet paper？
而是你的灯里面有油吗
？What I'm asking is there oil in your lamp？
你的生活、你的服事是有意向的吗
？Is there vision in your life and in your ministry？
就在这一片荒凉的里面。
In this utter desolation,
你看到主仍然给以赛亚看见一线的希望。
The Lord still gives Isaiah a silver of hope.
是什么样的盼望呢
？Now what sort of hope is this?
那最后一节最后两句，他讲到说，像栗树、橡树，虽被砍伐，树墩子却仍存留。这圣洁的种类在国中也是如此。
As it says in the end, it says, as a terebinth tree or as an oak whose stump remains when it is cut down, so the holy seed shall be its stump.
那在原文的里面，他讲到圣洁的种类是 holy seed.
Now it says the holy seed.
是圣洁的种子。
That is a holy seed.
那谁是这圣洁的种子
？Now who is this holy seed?
你看到说就是这个树墩子。
You see, it's this stump.
就是剩余下来的所谓的这些的渔民。
That is the people who return from exile.
那用新约的话来说，就是得胜者。
That is, in terms of the New Testament, the overcomers.
虽然以色列人被掳了。
Even though the Israelites were taken into exile.
但是你看到却有一些渔民呢，他们回到耶路撒冷去重建圣殿。
There were those who returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
借着这些的渔民，我们的主最后道成肉身来到这个世界的上。
And through these remnants of people who returned, the Lord eventually became flesh and came into this world.
所以你看到我们的主是那个最终的 Holy Seed.
So you see that our Lord is that Holy Seed.
因为就像启示录最后一章我们刚才读到的
Because just as we read in, at the end of Revelation
主说我是大卫的根又是他的后裔我是明亮的晨星
The Lord says I am the root and the offspring of David the bright and morning star
在一片黑暗的里面
Now in a darkness
主是那颗明亮的晨星
The Lord is that bright morning star
在一片荒凉的里面
Now in that desolation,
主是所有生命的根基
The Lord is the root and foundation of everything
所以以赛亚他因为看见这个异象
So because Isaiah saw this vision
他的生活和服事呢就完全的被主改变
His life and his ministry was completely changed by the Lord
他从前呢是一个皇家的一个贵族
Once he was a member of the aristocracy
他现在呢是一个被主洁净过的人
Now he was a man who had been cleansed by the Lord.
他从前的服事是外面的。
Once his ministry was outward.
从现在开始呢是里面的。
But from now his ministry would be inward.
从前呢他只是在机械的在那里传神的话。
Once he was just sort of passing on the word of the Lord.
但是从现在开始他是一个有启示的先知。
But now he's a prophet with vision.
弟兄姊妹你的生命有因为看见主而被改变了。
Brothers and sisters, have your lives been changed because of meeting the Lord?
还是我们只是一个遗传的基督徒呢
Or are we sort of inherited Christians?
还是我们现在过的是一个没有意象的生活呢
Are we living our lives with vision?
以赛亚为什么会看见异象
Why did Isaiah see this vision?
因为他来到圣殿，他来到主的面前。
Because he came to the temple, he came before the Lord.
雅各书说，你们若亲近我，我就必亲近你们。
It says, if the Lord says, if you draw near to him, then he will draw near to you.
你要看见异象。
Do you want to see a vision?
你需要来到我们的主面前。
Then you need to come before the Lord.
当你来到主面前的时候。
When you come before the Lord.
你就一定会看见他的荣耀。
Then you will see his glory.
当我们真的遇见我们这位主的时候。
When we encounter the Lord.
盼望我们都能够像以赛亚那样说。
I pray that we would all be like Isaiah.
主啊，我在这里。请差遣我。
And say, "Here am I, send me."
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
盼望你对着我们的心说话。
I pray that you would really speak to our hearts.
主，让我们真的知道我们现在乃是在末后的日子。
Lord, you would make it clear to us that we are in the last days.
主，让我们真的能够常常来到你的面前。
That Lord would draw near to you.
主啊，真的求你常常来光照我们。
That Lord, you would really shine your light into our hearts.
让我们真的愿意起来爱你，起来跟随你。
So that we would be willing to really love you and follow you.
让我们在这余下的一生的里面。
Lord, in what is left of our lives,
让我们不是在这里继续的浪费时间。
I pray that we will not just be wasting time,
而是我们真的愿意像以赛亚那样说。
But that we could really be like Isaiah and say,
主啊，请差遣我。
Lord, please send me.
让我们都能够是一个坐在主面前的人。
Lord, I pray that we can all be people before your feet.
让我们也真的是一个能够被主来差遣的人。
And Lord, let us be people who can be sent and used by you.
所以说我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Pray that you would listen to our
prayer. 奉主耶稣的名。
Your name.
Amen.
Amen.